We're back with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Apple Computer just announced that it has sold 100 million iPods. These tiny digital music players have revolutionized the way we listen to music. But a generation ago, Sony introduced a music player that also sparked a revolution. You might remember the first so-called personal listening device, the Walkman.
Way back in 1981, a then young producer, Steve Proffitt, and some of his colleagues at NPR explored the phenomenon in a musical piece called I Am Your Walkman. And we present it again today under the heading, The More Things Change, The More They Stay the Same.
You walk a lonely street, wanting someone there beside you. You seek a world complete. I can become the sound inside you. Become the sound inside you. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman.
They're obnoxious.
It looks stupid to me.
Some people approve of it, you know.
It's fine if privacy of your home, you know. Closet radio listener.
You know what? I love these big radios. But there's something weird about these little headphones. Isn't there?
Yeah, people do kind of look funny, and they kind of look like, you know, pretty smug when they're wearing them and everything.
With the radio, it's a power impulse, because I used to have a big radio, and everybody admired you with the radio. But as far as the little Walkmans are concerned, you're keeping all the sound to yourself.
What, pray tell, are you listening to on your headphones?
Santana, I don't know which one, but it sounds good, though. All right.
Well, I'm listening to an arrangement of the Boston Pop Symphony with Arthur Fiedler conducting. I'm 63.
You know, it's nice when you're walking around to hear other people talking and see what they're doing, and you're kind of putting blinders on.
You know, next thing they should do is have little movies, you know, little sunglass movies, so you don't have to look either.
Will you do me a favor and just sing a little bit of what they're playing right now?
Sing it up!
You refer to these as an obnoxious device of growing popularity?
It causes people to isolate themselves from their experience, the contact with nature. It's sort of a neo-existential prelude to doom.
I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I am your Walkman. I have become the sound inside you, the only sound inside you. Become the sound inside you, the only sound inside you, the only sound.